This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
No, I mean, that was just so good. I love it. I love talking about the Mauricio show.
And I mean, is everyone going to watch the Mauricio? And you know what it is? You know what it is? Let me say one more thing before we move on. Kyle doesn't want Mauricio to do this, but you know what? Let's just think about like Botched. Like when Heather was gone and, you know, like that was a whole life in and of itself. And it, you know, to a lot of people, it became like, Heather who? I mean, Botched was a huge hit.
Like, yeah, it was great this, between those two, yeah.
This has potential to be like, there will be a day when like Mauricio is the reality TV star of the family.
I could see it.
There will be.
I could see it. I mean, you know, and look, I mean, they allude to the fact that Mauricio might do some business deal. Not in this pitch, but I mean, we've seen it, right? Mauricio is very close to PK. Right. So, you know, maybe you see PK making a crossover, PK and Mauricio do a deal, you know, they invest in some building or whatever, you know, build an apartment together, whatever. You know, I mean, there's so much great crossover. And I think that the husbands are great. I mean, PK, I adore PK. I mean, PK's just fucking hysterical. I mean,
and David and James, I forgot which one it was. It might have been both of them were involved in PK and Dorit's real estate transaction.
That's
that
right.
That older house. So it's like,
that's right.
You'll see. David and James are going to be there. Ryan's gonna be, everything is coming to Netflix, and
you wait.
I agree with you. I mean, I don't think it's such a good thing for Bravo with all this, but I mean, Netflix is just, look at, if they can find some formula that is Real Housewives, I don't know what it would be. They will start knocking that off too. I don't know if they want to. It's a shrinking ratings thing. So, but you know, Bling Empire, if you look at it, yeah, it was based on Crazy Rich Asians, but you could relate Bling Empire to Shaw's of Sunset, or you can relate it to, you know, Family Karma, other Bravo, you know, shows about like a certain day. So Netflix isn't, you know, you can't do it all at once, but I would say in 5 years, Netflix, my prediction is running the reality game. I would.
That's a huge prediction. Okay. I mean, that's wild, wild. You know, because I mean, there's just, wow.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. You know, maybe they'll do what, you know, Girlfriends in Paris is going to be on Bravo. Maybe they'll start coming and saying, we're going to do Junior Housewives and we're going to find people in their like 30s and make that, you know, Girlfriends of New York, Girlfriends of LA. I mean, I don't know. Like, anything is possible, but I think Netflix is slowly selling Sunset was such an important show for them. They wanted to enter the reality game and here they are. And it's like, it's, oh, and by the way, Selling Sunset has just been renewed for season 6 and 7. I mean, this doesn't happen, guys, where like a show gets renewed for like 2 seasons at once. It's season 6 and 7. So both,
I mean,
they are knocking out.
I mean, God, they're filming nonstop on that show now. You know,
I mean, I've had all the agents on and I'm like, look, I mean, just cut to the chase. Like, this has to have been good for business. Yeah, of course. And so that's where the Ryan thing ties. It's great for your business. What else do you, you know, what's interesting, what I found is NeNe Leakes is now feuding with Facetune. What is this about that I read?
I was going to say to you, you know, I don't have the scoop on this one. Do you? I have the scoop more on Andy Cohen talking about the housewife that he went shopping with in Cannes, who was such a tornado.
Oh.
I did not end up doing a dive into this. Do you know anything about it? I can look into the...
I don't think there's much to it. And then, okay, well, before we get there, now I want to know about the housewife. I assume this housewife he went shopping with is it Dorit?
Yes.
It is? So, I just thought, I guess that. For
you
real?
Know, yes. You know, you did a, you basically set the scene, right? I mean, So Andy recently was talking about that he took Garcelle and Dorit to Cannes, where there was basically an insider TV summit, which there are many.
And but wait, so like he was invited and he said, I can invite any housewife I want and I'm choosing Garcelle.
No. It sounded like probably it was pre-planned to some degree because it was about sales. Like it was basically NBC Universal's being, bringing some of their talent to kind of engage, you know, big sales clients, right? So probably, I don't know, Procter & Gamble, you know, all these people who advertise on NBC and spend millions and millions of dollars in ads, right? But anyway, he basically was saying while there, he did a shopping excursion to Hermes with Dorit and Garcelle. And shopping with Dorit is like, she's a complete tornado. Now, he didn't really get into what that meant. I would say it's like she's trying on things, she's pulling things, she's asking questions. Like, it's like, it's too much. But then Dorit said she was the only one who left the store without bags. So, like, she didn't buy anything. And Andy and Garcelle did. But Andy just said that it was like shopping with a tornado with her. And, of course, Dorit says she shops all the time. You know, Dorit shops all the time. She's always been into fashion. She knows how she wants to look because it's a look. And, you know, so she just says that she loves to shop and she shops constantly.
I mean, look, she's good at her fashion. I still think my favorite fashionista is Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset. Not to say that's just my style. And when Carson Kressley was on my show, he said the best dressed housewife is not a housewife. It's Christine Chu from Bling Empire. But I personally love Dorit's style. I love Heather Dubrow's style. I like, personally, a lot of people don't. I like label on label on label on label. I don't mind it. I don't mind the Heather Dubrow Fendi bag, Fendi shoes, Fendi skirt, Fendi scarf. I don't like it. I know everyone out there is rolling their eyes and people find it very obnoxious. I kind of like it. Yes, I guess tell me you're rich without telling me you're rich. I don't mind it though. So I love when Dorit is like head to toe Louis and head to toe Balmain. I love it. Nene Leakes' thing, it's not really a thing. It's just that she posted a picture of herself and like, you know, the comments and Facetune said, like, we love you. Literally, they said, we are loving you. And Nene, I guess, didn't really care for that. She said, like, basically, like, are you basically shading me? Like, and saying that, like, I'm using Facetune and, you know, and then people are like, oh, my God. And then, of course, the world jumped on it. Facetune is stirring up. You know, for stirring up drama. I mean, I think Nene's, you know, exact, you know, in true, I said what I said for him, that Nene shot back, this is a professional photo shoot, stop the madness. So like Nene kind of clapped back at them. Of course, they're like, well, we never really, that wasn't really us clapping at you. I don't know. I guess I their comment is kind of a dig. I mean, it's Facetune. What, we are loving you. What else would that mean? Right, as Sarah laughs her ass off.
You use every single filter you've subscribed because, you know, of course, with Facetune to really unlock the good filters and the good that you have to pay, right? You know, so I think it's so funny. We love you. You use our shit so much. What a compliment! Oh my god. I mean, come on. We know.
Is it a slow week here in gossip, Sarah, that we're talking about Nene's Facetuning and Dorit shopping? I mean, like. Are we now talking about the obvious? I'm going to read us.
Well, definitely read us. But I think it's a good, I think it's actually a good distraction for Nene. Because, you know, there's been so much back and forth about this lawsuit. I think it's hysterical that she got into it with them. I mean, it's just, and whatever, she's going to make a feud out of anything at this point. You know, I think it's just, it's good to distract from the lawsuit. And of course, you know, she's being sued by the boyfriend's ex-wife, alleging that she had an affair with the, you know, the new boyfriend that ended their marriage. And you know, she could be really dragged into that, you know, if there's enough overlap evidence. So I think it's hysterical, but I mean, they all use Facetune. They all use some sort of thing, you know.
By the way, going back to Beverly Hills for a minute, Miss Jane, in addition to all of her legal issues and all of that and the $2.2 million tax bill, Miss Jane is saying, like, listen, you know, she did an interview, I think it was with E! News, saying, like, you know, don't think I'm out there like having such a great time dating. She's like, nobody wants to date me. She's like, people are, Ramona says this all the time. She's like, people don't want to date us on reality TV, but Erica's taking it one step further. And she's like, you know, I say exactly how I feel. And like, men don't like that. And men are scared of me. And like, I speak my mind and, you know, like everything in my life is public and who is going to want to date me? So Erica is saying, you know, Miss Jane is, you know, having a hard time finding a new man.
Remember the rumor that Erica was allegedly like dating or kind of had gone on a couple dates with Scooter Braun, you know, and of course Scooter is divorced. And, you know, I was like, ooh, that could be an interesting, like hot combo. You know, maybe she's, to me, it's easy with Ramona's like crazy, right? And I think there's a part of Ramona that's still in love with the ex-husband, you know. I think Ramona's her own worst enemy. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. However, I did think EJ would be kind of booed up by now. I really did. Like, I did sort of think another billionaire would sweep in. You know, she kind of has that class. She has that thing. But I don't know, you know? I mean, you really look at it, Tom Moore supported all these dreams and goals. And it's like, I don't know. Is another guy going to do that for Erica? I'm not sure. I know. It just doesn't...
And again, I love my housewives in their 50s and 60s. I am not age shaming. I am so against age shaming. I just think, I mean, I hate to be stereotypical. There's so many billionaires, like they want
24-year-olds.
Right. They a lot want 20s. And then if you want someone to build a life with, that's like, I want 30s. Like that's their definition of like,
yeah, okay, lots of times
I don't want 20s. I want like, right. I want to have a conversation. I just don't think many want like 50s. I just don't. And it's not, I'm not age shaming. I wish they did. I mean, I wish this is how the world works. We're talking like billions. And it is funny, a few weeks ago on the thing where Erica was asking about Diana's ex and then,
you know,
Kyle's ex. And she's like, I'm not asking for me. And I'm like, Erica, I'm sorry. It's kind of funny this season. They're editing her really kind of funny this season.
It's so good. I love it. You know, but I also think with Erica, she's under so much scrutiny. I also feel like EJ is the type of person who very well, she may be dating somebody for a year. She very well, maybe he's not a billionaire, but he's, you know, she traveled in great circles in LA. I'm sure she knows a lot of guys who are divorced, probably looking, they make good money. And I think Erica's smart enough to know that's, you know, that's all she needs, you know, and she can still parlay her career into, you know, making money because she obviously is. So I wouldn't be surprised. Do you think like she could have somebody and we just don't know? Or you think we'd know?
I think we would know. This is who I see her with. This is just me. I see her either with like, if it's going to be, look, I think it is going to be someone with money. I do. I don't think it's going to.
Oh, God, yeah.
I could see her with like some, you know, you think of now like the Anna Nicole, like I could see her like with like some foreign, like Russian billionaire, like some just like, look, it's going to have to be some guy that's eccentric and likes and doesn't want that 32-year-old, you know, stick figure, like boring, subservient little thing. They're going to want that like wild. I could see it with like Russian, like some foreign.
See that.
Right.
Even like British, even kind of a British guy. I could see that maybe isn't as familiar with the reality TV space, doesn't care as much.
Like maybe like conservative, like stoic. That's where I go to like rush, like very stoic and like just loves, thinks that she's like the most entertaining thing. I could also see her with like not like a street wise guy, but I could see her with like some fucking mob boss, like don't ask, don't tell, like someone that's got just some like
seedy kind of past.
Yeah. Like, just don't you worry about where my money comes from. Now that's really the last thing she needs, but I could see her with someone like, you think people like are going to fuck with you? Like really like scary. Oh. Like when I tell you, like, don't ask where the bodies are buried with Kim D and you get scared. Don't ask. That's the second thing. And then I could also see her, and this is very like Anna Nicole. I could see her with like some like Texas, like, you know, like money, oil, like, you know, just someone that's just like, just so amused by her and like all of her antics and thinks she's the most entertaining, you know, but I don't think she's dating anyone without money. I really don't.
No. Are any of us at this point?
No, at this point, I mean, I might as well just hold out, right? I mean, here I am. What's the difference at this point? Before we wrap up and everything, we have to make reference to this thing we saw a few weeks ago on Beverly Hills with Rinna and Denise and these text messages. And she's like, I texted Denise, and then Garcelle calls doubt on that. I mean, it wasn't really clear to me when what Garcelle was trying to say, but she shed light on whether who texted who. You know, she's like, Denise said when, which could imply when did Rinna ever text me, or like which time she texted me all the time.
As when, which time. But you
did, because I took it the opposite of like Rinna never texted me. But I think it was purposely vague a little bit.
I do too. And, you know, Rinna has come out and said, look, I didn't want to show it on camera because I wanted to be respectful. And then, you know, of course, it's called into question. And then Rinna posted it, and, you know, it really did happen. And Denise wrote back and said, thanks. You know, I appreciate it. And Rinna basically just said, you know, I'm sorry I hurt you on the show. I wish you all the best. I hope your family's doing well. And then, you know, she wrote back and just said, thank you. You know, that, I mean, it's certainly not the beginning of a great friendship again. But, you know, it obviously happened. It happened. And, you know, look, I have to say, I believe Rinna. I think that Denise probably had a threesome with Brandy. I mean, I think it's true. You know, I mean, I just do. And so I don't really trust Denise's what Denise says to be true or not. And, you know, and also, I think, did we touch on this before or not? Now, but, you know, Denise is now on OnlyFans. She's joined OnlyFans with her daughter.
Denise has joined OnlyFans with her daughter. Putting a pin in that for 1 second. The thing about this thing with Rinna and these text messages, like, okay, so she shows them. So you did text her. So we're no longer worrying about that. Rinna says, you know, I was never going to show this, but now that it's on the show in a storyline, I have no choice but to. Here's my thing. Did you text Denise just because you feel bad? Or were you like, I need to call out these receipts when this is going to be a storyline, because they're definitely going to show this on the show. And I'll deny that I'm showing these. And so I'm going to text Denise because I need to show this on the show, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's where I go. Did she purposely text Denise 5 months ago knowing this was going to, knowing she was going to bring it up on the show? Like, is Rinna now, because that's very easy. I don't give a shit about you, Denise. I need to send you a text because I'm going to bring this up on air. And this is like, again, Rinna's
that
a brilliant
doesn't shock
producer.
Me. I was going to say Rinna's a brilliant producer, and it's a good storyline, right? It's a good storyline for, is there some sort of meetup, you know, this season, next season? We're kind of laying the groundwork.
I don't think, you know, we talked recently about, you know, Kim Richards, that we want her back. I don't think that
We'll ever see Denise.
Even in like, this is not going to be Camille Grammer attending the party, Adrian Malouf stopping by. I don't think we'll ever see Denise's face on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills again. And I will take it even one step further. If they want her at a Garcelle party or something, I think Denise is like, I will attend that party in the corner unmiked. But I mean, I need $100,000 to even walk on. I really do think Denise is all about like
the cash.
Pay me. But I don't think they could get her back on the show for all the money in the world. I actually don't. All right. So that's that. And she is on OnlyFans. Yes, that's the other thing.
Yeah, what do you want to wrap up with? Yeah, she's on, you know, she joined OnlyFans a week later. I don't subscribe to anyone's OnlyFans. Maybe I'll start. I mean, I'm just curious, like, you know, because people are on OnlyFans that don't show there, but that don't get naked. So, you know, what content is Denise going to release? I mean, that's my question.
Yeah. And you know, what's really sad is like, this is where I'm so, sometimes I have such a sick mind where it's like, so what happens within 24 hours? Is it like Sammy Sheen's, the daughter's OnlyFans is at like, you know, 100,000 followers and Denise's is at like, you know, 5 million. Like, is this like,
oh,
well,
I was thinking the opposite. I was thinking,
maybe,
who's going to,
maybe
most people that watch Housewives are women. I just don't think you're female. Now, I mean, look, Denise is a TV icon. So maybe, but I'm like,
yes. And there's a lot of guys that are like the Bond girl. And I mean, like straight men, like love
true.
Denise Richards. Like they're horny for her. They are. Yeah,
that's true. All right. Maybe a lot more
but
men are subscribing.
To your point, the other girl, that Sammy is 18, and that certainly is attracting its own audience. And I mean, let me just boil this down though.
Okay.
Once again, guys, don't shoot the messenger. Whatever Sammy's followers are and what money she's making, and whatever Denise's followers and whatever she's making, I guarantee you they both have hundreds and thousands of private messages suggesting a collaboration between the two.
Oh my God, I wouldn't put it past, I stay tuned. I guarantee
that
that's
would
coming.
Make that, you want to break the bank, you want to both go buy yourself an Hermes and figure, that would be somehow, and
oh,
you don't
do it.
Think, you don't think there's
do
hundreds of thousands of DMs from horny men all around the world asking the daughter and mother to make an appearance together, a joint account. So that's just, I'm putting that out there. You heard it here first, that I think that's what we're going to see at some point. Sorry, this world is a corrupt world. I wish we were all pure and innocent and happy. And we all just baked cookies in the morning. But this is just the reality here that I do.
That's a good point. No, it's good. All right, Mr. Yontif, I have to love you and leave you.
I know. Where we can follow you behind the Velvet Rope. Listen, where can we follow you?
At The Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok, Instagram, and The Sarah Fraser Show. We put out new podcast episodes every single day.
Love it. Love you. Everyone, we're going to be back with more next week. Take care.
Bye.